So my name is Wendy Webb and I'm the Advanced Clinical Practitioner for Physical Health within the forensic mental health setting. So it's a brand new, newly created post, so I'm new in post. Really exciting time to be here because part of my remit is addressing the physical health agenda and, closing the gap really for the people who are in that secure forensic mental health setting, you know, with all of their physical health conditions. And for some time I've had real sort of passionate drive for really improving the physical health of the most marginalised people out there. For the last 8 years I've been involved with the homeless community, and so stepping into this role for me just felt perfect because it doesn't, you don't get greater marginalisation than being in a forensic mental health secure setting. You know, you are literally physically segregated as well as actually experiencing marginalisation because of your severe mental illness. So
people in that position, people with lived experience who are in an inpatient setting like that, are often told by practitioners, now's not the time to worry about giving up smoking or losing weight or increasing your exercise. What do you think needs to change?
I think there needs to be a whole culture change, really. I mean, this now is not the time. I don't know whether that applies more to people who are having an acute stay, but, you know, some of the people in the forensic mental health setting are there for years and years. So when is the time, really, to think about those things? Now is the time, isn't it? Obviously, people have, you know, they can make their own choices regarding some of these you know, lifestyle or smoking issues, and arguably it's a sensitive issue because in the forensic mental health setting people already have restrictions placed upon them and what they can choose to do, so it does become quite sensitive. But we need to give people the opportunity to be able to think about the choices and to promote healthy choices at the same time as respecting that, you know, they need to have least restrictive practice and be able to make their own decisions. It's complex, but it's a really exciting time to be working in that area, I think. So, yeah.
So tell us about some of the things on offer that you're going to, some of the choices you're going to offer people here.
Okay, well, at the moment there's various work streams, you know, and I do have to say that the physical health agenda is blossoming day by day. I'm new in post, but from the time when I actually came to look round to being appointed and working out my notice period and arriving, so much has happened already. So there's a big drive for health promotion, particularly with the nicotine replacement and the, you know, helping people to stop using nicotine, whether that's e-cigs or nicotine replacement, you know, other forms. But you know, the weight loss agenda, the sequin, you know, so there's lots of work going on around that, and really just sort of trying to capture the long-term conditions, you know, the register of people with the various long-term conditions, so that we can work out how to begin making sure that they have the same access to monitoring and support as, you know, the rest of the general population do. So lots of work to do, an exciting time. So I'm really pleased to be on this Closing the Gap Day today.